Good morning. Welcome. Does this sound okay? It's good to be here with you this morning, and really grateful for your practice and that we get to spend this time together. During this period, every morning at 8:30, we'll be giving instructions for the day of practice. And as Nikki said, last night, we'll be unfolding those instructions in a systematic way, in a gradual way, so that we can gently and with confidence move deeper into the practice of mindfulness of death, mindfulness of dying. And one of the things that's very helpful in this steady unfolding is awareness of the body, the kind of mindfulness of the body, a way of gathering our attention away from distraction and busyness, just resting our attention with the body. The body moves slower than the mind. So it's a kind of way that we can come back to the felt sense, the direct contact with the present moment when we're with the body. It also gives us an opportunity to periodically, in a regular way, relax our body or brighten the experience in the body. As Nikki was also saying yesterday, we want to kind of balance our experience, balance the attitude of our mind with interest, the kind of brightening of our awareness, and relaxation and ease, the steadying of our awareness. When those two kind of qualities are in balance, then we can be interested and we can stay. And as we stay with our experience, we move from superficial, semi-distracted attention to something more profound and deep. And we support each other in doing that during our silent practice periods and our mindful inquiries, this kind of steadying, coming back to the body, kind of softening, relaxing, and brightening the sensations of relaxation. Just wanted to say that posture is an important support for our practice, and I will be talking more about posture today at the 2:15 sit. And throughout the day, during our sits, there'll be very light instruction just to kind of help us to gather our awareness, settle, get grounded in being here. You know, we kind of, sometimes I feel like we're like a rocket ship. We kind of, and there's all that friction. And then we land. And so we want to kind of give ourselves a chance to release some of the tensions of getting here and simply be here. So this morning, I'll give some instruction to help to really feel the felt sense of the body, sensations, and the breath. And then throughout the day, you can return to that felt sense again and again. So let's find a comfortable posture. Word comfortable is kind of interesting. We want to bring a sense of comfort to growth, kind of growing in embodiment. And of course, when we do that, we will feel tension as well as relaxation. We'll be aware of both. And that's the capacity of the mind to discern. And that discernment quality in the mind is our friend. So just to know that when you're aware of tension, awareness is there, and that awareness will grow. Let's soften or gently close our eyes. And as we begin, I'd like to reflect on the refuges and precepts that were offered last night. The refuge of the heart. Protected by our commitments to do no harm. To be of benefit. It's letting the good intentions of our practice permeate your being. The body senses this goodness. As a source of happiness. Then, as Nikki said last night, beginning to feel the aliveness in the body. The body, part of nature, belonging to the earth. Let's begin by feeling the lower body. The sensations of touch. The sitting bones, the legs and feet. Touching the earth. Almost as if the body is a tree with roots of awareness, little rootlets of intelligence, sensing, touch, reaching into the earth, and help to settle the body. Feel the lower body. When we breathe out, breathing out and down into the legs and feet. Into the sitting bones. Breathing out and down, relaxing the body into settling on the ground. Now sensing these kind of roots of awareness. Most like you're reaching into the earth and drawing up the nourishment of the earth up through the spine to the crown of your head. Feeling the full length of the body opening. You can support this opening with an in-breath. A kind of gentle confidence in the posture of the body, connecting to the earth and extending up to the sky. Now sensing the space around you. Sensing our community sitting together. And feeling the breath. The gentle sensation of the breath in the body. How amazing. The sensitivity of the body. To the touch of breath felt in the body. Now being sensitive to the felt sense of relaxation in the body. Relaxation and tension. As you open to the whole body. Might begin by feeling the facial features. Giving a gentle permission to relax the face around the eyes. Sensing the spaciousness in the back of the head. As the eyes relax. And traveling awareness down the body to the area of the chest. Perhaps breathing into the chest. And out down your arms and fingers. Brushing the arms, shoulders with awareness. Gentle awareness. And feeling the area at the bottom of your ribs, the diaphragm, sensitive to the movement there. Breathing an easy, comfortable breath. Awareness sensitive to the body. Then feeling the lower body. The resting of the body on the earth. And how this attitude of gentleness and interest is experienced by the body. Kind of gathering of the body, the heart, mind. Into a gentle, loving awareness. experiencing now. This beautiful silence that we share. The sensitivity of the body to sensation. Pervasiveness of awareness throughout the body. The sense of aliveness, the sensing of aliveness. Capacity of the heart and mind to learn through awareness. Supported by the body. As we end our sit this morning, to breathe in a nourishing breath. Grateful for this nourishing breath. Then breathing out gently, and letting go. Sharing this universal breath together. This morning, we'll have our phone ceremony. Before we do that, I just wanted to make a couple of announcements. The first is that we will have some light guidance in the sits today, so that you know, just to kind of help everyone settle and gather their minds and hearts and kind of gently move into deeper practice. And at 2:15, I'll be giving some instructions on posture. And if people want to stay during the walking period, if anyone wants some extra guidance with their posture, I'm happy to offer that. The other thing that's happening today on the land of Spirit Rock is that there's a memorial service at the lower hall for a teacher who was a really beloved member of the Spirit Rock community. And the preparation for that will be going on during the day, but if you want to not be around a lot of people and a lot of activity, I'd stay on this side of the gate. But you might also just really open the heart to the fact that living and passing away, you know, dying, they're all happening around us. It's happening around us all the time. And, you know, you could take some time to offer your heart to this person that's passing. Just to kind of really take in the poignancy of our practice, the tenderness of our practice in a loving way. So I think that's the only announcements for today, right? Oh, yes. You've been told about the affinity sets, and those will start tomorrow. The affinity sets, if you're going to participate, will begin tomorrow, and you'll see that out on the board, where and when, and all of that. Okay. And also, there'll be no practice meetings today, but the practice meetings will start tomorrow, and that also will be posted on the bulletin board. So now is the time for our renunciation of technology. This little phone that holds so much. So, you know, we're aware that not everyone can participate, but we really appreciate deeply everyone who does participate in this renunciation. You know, when I started practicing, it was before cell phones, and it really made it easier. You know, it's quite interesting to observe how addictive our technology can be. So it's nice just to kind of have someone hold that for us. So if you want to participate but you didn't bring your phone, it's fine. You can pretend and then bring the phone to the office later. And also, there's tape and markers in the back of the room if you haven't put your name on your phone. So if anyone wants to get up and do that, this would be the time. And then the way the ceremony is going to work is we're going to have those who wish to renunciate their phones, their technology, will form a line in the center of the walking path here. And two people at a time will coordinate to come, place their phones in the basket and bow, and then go around back to their seat. So it'll be that kind of a movement. And Bhante is going to lead a chant as we do that, just to kind of fill the room with good wishes and appreciation. So let's get in line before we start our chant. How is that? Okay? So everyone who's participating can get in line. Oh, yeah, okay. Also, at any time during the retreat that you want to turn your phone in, that's still an option. So just to give yourself that possibility. Yeah, two lines, I guess, is a better way to do it. Makes it more clear.
Just a few words that we will recite as a chanting. It's a chanting of protection, very limited in the sense of wishing all beings to be free from enmity. So whatever thoughts of loving kindness or compassion you may have in your heart when you give down your gadgets, your phones, then you have this. So the Pali, like we will go with the Pali words. The Pali is Sabbe Satta Avera Antu. That means Sabbe Satta, all beings, Avera, enmity, Antu. All beings, may all beings be free of enmity. So you can chant it together, like I will start, and you can follow. And this only sentence, with that wish that everyone, all beings, be free from enmity, you just convey it, and then you also, you cultivate it in your heart as much as you can. So we can start. Sabbe satta avera antu. 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 Sami Sata Rira Vamdu Sami Sata Rira Vamdu Sami Sata Rira Vamdu Sami Sata Rira Vamdu Sami Sata Rira Vamdu. There they go. Yeah, it occurred to me as we were chanting and bowing and handing over these devices. I think for many of us, there's this way of living that we swipe, click, and type. Therefore, we are. And I was reminded of a story. A couple of Dharma people riding in a car. The way I remember this story, they're driving over the Golden Gate Bridge. A teacher's driving and the student is in the passenger seat. And the student is sort of catching up the teacher on what's going on in their life, talking about their goals and activities and difficulties, their troubles in their life. And when that seems complete, the teacher pauses for a minute, keeps driving, and says, just to be alive is enough, you know? Just to be alive is enough. I had some sense of that as Beth was guiding us into our bodies and rooting into our bodies and the felt sense of being awake and here and alive now. And of course, we know that isn't limited to the cushion. We're about to take it into walking practice, the next thing on our schedule. So just a few words about that. I think one of the questions I receive most often is, Kodo, how do I take my practice off the cushion? This is a great place to practice that, such that the steadiness of awareness, the attention, the mindfulness, the sensitivity that we cultivate while sitting, you can imagine your cushion just growing wider and wider and wider and wider, until it covers everywhere you go. So we extend our practice from the relative stillness of the seat into the movement of walking. The Buddha, in the wisdom, named five benefits that come from walking practice. One, he said, someone becomes capable of making a journey. They practice walking meditation. They're also capable of, I'm going to borrow the word Nikki used yesterday, engagement. In the translation of the old text, it's striving, but I want to say one becomes capable of engagement. Promotes one's health, the third, the fourth. Everything you've eaten is well digested. Can't overlook that when we're doing a lot of sitting practice. And then the fifth, very interesting to me, the concentration that one cultivates while doing walking practice is long-lasting.
I don't know if anyone has sensed that. I suspect you have, just how concentrated one can get, sensing into the walking in a steady way. And then as one of my teachers will frequently quip, walking meditation doesn't work if you don't do it. So I encourage you wholeheartedly to take up the practice of walking. Yeah. So there's some particulars about engaging in the practice of walking that I will outline. But something I'd like to say before I go into that is you can think of walking practice as just back and forth on the path. That's where it happens. And one alternative is to think of walking practice as beginning when you're seated, as soon as you have the intention to get up. As soon as you have that first intention to get up and move, that's when your walking practice begins, such that the movement is seamless. The awareness doesn't have to stop, but our mindfulness can carry through the transition and all those little movements of getting up, settling your seat, walking out of the hall, not bumping into anyone, finding your place, and then on the path. So a few practical words, and what I'm about to say will apply to more or less all of our walking practice, and also know that as the instructions develop over these days, so too will the walking instructions. So classic guidance is to find a relatively flat place. If the weather's nice, it's lovely to do outside. There's also the upper walking hall. Occasionally I'll see people on this rug. This is lovely. Set out a length for yourself that's maybe 20-ish, 25, 30 paces, big or small. It's good that it has a definite length. There's like an A and a B. I find when I try to meditate while wandering, it feels very different than if I'm going back and forth in a spot. So as for the pace of your steps, some people thrive with very slow steps. Some people thrive with a little bit more energy. I might encourage you as you're settling in on this first day, start out at a pace where there's ease and settledness, a pace that invites ease and settledness. Maybe that's a little faster than you're used to. Maybe it's a little slower, but be sensitive to ease. And the practice itself, we're so familiar with seated practice, this breathing body aware. The object of meditation, to begin with, when we're working with walking, is to think of your feet as like sponges, sensing every little movement, of the earth. You can think of like Actually, I like this image that Beth was talking about of the roots of the tree. It's like the roots of your being are connecting with the earth through your feet and just sensing. Some people find it useful to note the right foot, left foot, as you make contact or as you lift. And as concentration builds, you might find that you sort of subdivide the step. Lifting the heel, the moving, placing. And then there's this notion of an aperture. You can have a very small attention while walking, or you can widen the aperture just a little bit, feel everything from the knees down, all the little sensations that indicate that you're walking. You can widen still further for the whole leg or the whole body. I would recommend for this first day to stay connected to the sensations of the body rather than opening up beyond the body, as we're really trying to support groundedness and the sense of being here and this sensing, breathing, alive body. And maybe the last thing by way of instruction specific to this retreat As we've already hinted to, awakening to life through contemplating our mortality. And there's something in that that brings forward a freedom. What's so interesting is that we become sensitive to our mortality by first becoming sensitive to our aliveness. We're starting to hear this over and over. And something you might take with you into your walking this morning: how do I know in this moment, right here, that this breathing, walking body is alive? How do I recognize it? Are there sensations moving through me? What is the quality of awareness? How do I recognize it? It's so easy to take for granted. But how do you sense your aliveness? And stay close to that, I would suggest, for the day. Just to be alive is enough. Today can be very simple. I'm wishing you a beautiful day of practice. Nikki, is there anything you'd like to add? Okay. Please take good care.